With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Governor Steve Bullock announced today he's adding another 2 weeks to state-ordered closures for some social businesses and schools to combat COVID-19. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Bullock is now prohibiting non-essential gatherings of 10 or more people outside of homes if social distancing can't take place. Bullock is also directing retail stores to implement social distancing protocols that will keep customers at least 6 feet apart, though grocery stores, healthcare, medical, or pharmacy services are exempt. That and other recent state directives in response to COVID-19 can be enforced by county attorneys, something Bullock said he made clear in his latest emergency orders. Bullock also extended K-12 public school and other closures. Bullock followed his initial closure order earlier this month with guidance for school districts to plan out how they will provide remote learning for students and other services. Those plans will need to be in place and approved by local school boards by the end of this week in order to maintain state funding through April 10th or if closures are extended past that date. Bullock said he decided against closing schools for the rest of the year because it's hard to know what the future holds.
I don't think it would be wise or serve the best interests of Montanans at this time to make decisions that'll have finality for what Montana might look like 8 or 10 weeks down the road.
Bullock noted that school and other closures could be extended, and he expects the number of coronavirus cases in the state to rise. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks announced today they're closing to all visitors, effective immediately. The closure comes days after area county health officials and Montana and Wyoming's governors called for the parks to close to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus. The closures follow a weekend that saw heavy visitation despite the concern of spreading coronavirus through social contact. No visitors will be allowed access to either park, though highways and roads along park and state boundaries will remain open. Park facilities that support life safety and commerce will also stay open. On Saturday, Glacier National Park closed its bookstore and visitor centers under similar recommendations. Park restrooms, water stations, and information phone lines are still available. In-person staff services have been suspended. According to the Montana Department of Justice, President Trump has postponed the October 1st deadline for obtaining a real ID. The new deadline has not been set. Once the real ID requirement is in effect, regular driver's licenses will no longer be sufficient ID to board a plane or enter certain federal buildings. The Real ID Act was passed by Congress in 2005 to increase security following 9/11. Officials say the Montana Republican Party bankrolled the signature gathering effort to get the Montana Green Party certified for the 2020 ballot. A political committee called Montanans for Conservation says it received a $100,000 in-kind donation from the Montana Republican Party for the amount of money the party paid to Advanced Micro-Targeting to gather signatures. Democrats argue the effort is an attempt to draw votes away from Democratic candidates. Republicans say they were only supporting more options for voters. Bozeman Health says that within a month, it will be able to analyze COVID-19 swabs on site. As of this broadcast, 19 out of 51 identified cases of the novel coronavirus are in Gallatin County. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports the regional health giant says this could reduce the wait time for results to less than an hour.
Bozeman Health has ordered 3 analyzers to test nasal swabs for COVID-19 at Deaconess Hospital in Bozeman, Belgrade Clinic in Urgent Care, and Big Sky Medical Center. Brad Ludford, Bozeman Health's chief financial officer, says having on-site testing rather than sending samples to the state lab will cut the wait time for results from a day or more to 40 minutes.
We expect within about 4 weeks, we'll be able to have that new equipment in place and we'll be able to provide almost immediate results to patients.
Several big donors from Bozeman and Big Sky helped Bozeman Health pay for the new analyzers. Ludford says the larger analyzer for Deaconess Hospital costs nearly $250,000. The 2 analyzers for the other sites are each around $70,000. He says donors are also supporting construction costs at Big Sky Medical Center to increase the number of beds from 4 to 8.
We're talking about how we can best utilize Big Sky Medical Center. And might that be a good place for post-acute patients that are not necessarily struggling with COVID-19?
Ludford says Bozeman Health is considering sending people recovering from a stroke or surgery to Big Sky to keep Deaconess Hospital in Bozeman focused on patients with COVID-19. He says getting personal protective equipment like masks, gloves, and gowns remains a significant challenge. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.